Now, in the case of aluminium then, this is the only option. The metal was very active. Prior to electrometallurgy, aluminium, even though it was the most abundant metal by mass in the crust, was more expensive than gold to obtain into knives and forks. So Napoleon used to dine with aluminium cutlery simply because it was so cool to have aluminium. So things have changed now that we've got large-scale electrometallurgy processes operating. So the ore then is bauxite, which contains alumina, but it's as a hydrate, and mixed with it is silica, iron oxide and titanium. So up at Weipa then, the Comalco mine does that process of mining the ore. The next step is hydrometallurgy, so hydro meaning water. So the process is developed in Germany by a guy called Bayer, and it takes sodium hydroxide, which dissolves amphoteric alumina. Now, what does amphoteric mean? Yeah. And as a base, it reacts with an acid, and as an acid, it reacts with a base. So in this case here, we have got our amphoteric alumina, which is dissolving in the base, so we're treating it now as an acid. This is leaving behind the iron oxides, which don't have that amphoteric character. Okay, so these guys don't have that acidic character, so they're left behind. Then we add acid to this basic solution, so we drop the pH back, and at that point then what happens is we precipitate out the alumina in a pure form, and that pure form is then collected at Gladstone Refinery and shipped to the Gladstone process for smelting aluminium, which is nearby in Boyne. So the Boyne smelter uses the Hall-Heroult process, which is an electrolysis process that converts the aluminium in our solid alumina through to aluminium metal.